Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
This shiur is on Meseches Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Gimel. We're beginning this shiur, however, with the last sugya on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. The sugya sugya, the Machlokes Abaye and Rav about Eid Zoymim, Abaye Amar Lemafreya Hu Nifsal, Rav Amar Mikanu Lahabo Hu Nifsal. And we begin by reading a lesson of the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Yud Ches of Hilchas Eidos Halacha Gimel, and the Rambam writes about that which the Torah says, that in a case of Eidim Zoymim, we believe the second cut and we punish the first cut. V'zeh sheheminu Torah Eidim ha'achreinim al ha'Eidim ha'rishenim, that which the Torah says to believe the second cut more than the first cut. Gzeres ha'kosov hi. So like the Rambam is Gzeres ha'kosov, which is a way of saying it's a milsabli taima. We don't have a svara behind it. The Torah says so. And the Rambam dramatizes what a surprising halacha it is. Even if there were 100 people in the first cut, 2 people in the second cut, the first cut looks much more credible. But nevertheless, as long as the second cut said the magic words of Amru Lahem, that all 100 of you, Imanu Hayisem Amakim Plaini, Heiluna Nashim Alpiyam, we punish the first cat, we believe the second cat, Shashnaim Kamei, Omeya Kashnaim, no difference between 2 and 100. Zuck the Rambam is a very surprising halacha. There isn't any explanation to help us understand this halacha, but it's Xeris HaKasov. The Ketz of Mishnah writes, at that which the Rambam describes the din of Eidim Zemimim as Xeris HaKasov is not the Rambam's own Svara. His Makar is from Ar Sugya. The Gemara, 3 lines from the bottom of Ayim Mezim and Beis, writes, Eid Zemim Chidushu. There's no svara why you should believe the second cat more than the first cat. The second cat is 2 Eidim, the first cat is 2 Eidim. My chazis, what makes the second cat more credible than the first? But the Torah says, chidushu. So the Rambam brings that down with the words, gzeres ha-kazofi. But the Kesavishn is ma'irer. That although, yes, the words of the Rambam are mefurish in the Gemara, but it's still surprising that the Rambam brings it down, because it's mefurish in the Gemara in the words of Rava. But we don't paskin like Rava. The Gemara says on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Hilchas HaKavaseida Abaye B'Al Kagam. This is one of the 6 cases. This is the Ayin of the Al Kagam. Eid Zemim L'Mafreya Hu Nifsal. 6 places in Shas where we paskin like Abaye over Rava, and one of them is here. We paskin that the Eid Zemim does become Nifsal L'Mafreya. Doesn't that indicate that we paskin that really the Eid Zemim is not Nifsal? Doesn't that indicate that really the Eid Zemim is not a Chiddush? So why does the Rambam bring down that it's really Xeris HaKazofi? Zuck the Kesef Mishnah. Because if you read the words of the Gemara carefully, you'll see that there's really 2 steps in the words of Rava. First he says, Eid Zemim Chiddushu. And he explains, because it's Trei V'Trei, my Chazis. And then he says, Hilkach, in L'chaboy El Mishas Chiddush Ve'elach. Since it's a Chiddush, it needs to be limited. We have to apply it as limitedly as possible, and so it only the din that we believe the second cut only takes place in Mikan al Habba, it only gets applied in Mikan al Habba and not Lamafreya. Zuck the Kesef Mishnah. Really, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't really speak it all out. The Kesef Mishnah just says that according to the Rambam, Abaye wasn't arguing on the Nakuda that Eid Zemim is a Chiddush. So what is he arguing? So it's Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and Kavitz Shiurim Oismem Gimel who points out that you could break down the Shaka Vatari into these 2 steps and says it's Mukach that according to the Rambam, Abaye was arguing on the second step. Abaye was agreeing Eid Zemim Chiddushu, but he was disagreeing about the idea of Ein L'Chabay Ela Mishas Chiddush Ve'elach. The Lachem Mishnah on the Rambam over there points out that this is really a Machlekes Rishenim, because there's another opinion in Rishenim that learns differently both about how we view the Parsha of Eidim Zemim as well as how we look at the Shaka Vatari of Ar Gemara and what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Abaye and Rava. The Lachem Mishnah attributes this other opinion to a tour in Simon Lama Ches. But the Emes is an earlier Makar, the words of the Torah are taken from the Ramban and his Pirush al HaTorah. In the Pirush al HaTorah, on Parashat Shoftim, that's Devarim Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yud Ches, where the Torah writes, the Halach of Eidim Zayimim, the Ramban says, Vehatam, I'm going to give you an explanation, a reason, a svara, why we believe the second cut over the first cut. And the Ramban says, Mepnei Sheha Eidus HaZoi, He Al Gufam Shal Eidim. Because the Eidus that the second cat is saying, Imanu Hayisem HaMakam Plaini, they're not talking about the the matter that was being testified about, Lamashal, the first cat came in and said that Reuben owes Shimon $100. The second cat's not coming in saying that he doesn't owe the money, that he paid back the money, that he never borrowed the money. The second cat's not saying a word about Reuben and Shimon. The second cat is coming to be made al gufam shel edim. They're being made on them, on the edim themselves. So then, v'heim einim mechaylim, einim nemanim al atzmam. The first cat has no nemanus to refute them, to disagree. He says, imagine if the second cat would come in and say about the first cat that they're reitzchem. We saw them commit a ritzicha. We saw them commit a chilul Shabbos. And the first cat would say back, no, we're not. It's not true. Avad, you wouldn't believe the first cat. If we're dining on whether or not they're reitzchem, so the first cat is bali dvarim. Only the second cat are valid edim. So Avad, we would believe the second cat. Since hazama means that the second cat comes and says, imanu yisim makam pleini, so by definition, that makes the first cat like Bali Dvarim, not like Edim. We're arguing about where the first cat was. So the first cat, it doesn't have nemanus on that, because the Einam nemanim al atzmam, they're not believed about themselves. The second cat is believed about them. So therefore, the second cat is believed and not the first cat. So like the Lecha Mishneh, this tour, it's Ramban. This Ramban holds that Edim Zemim is not a chiddush. Edim Zemim has a svar behind it. The Ramban is arguing with the Rambam. He's arguing about how we view the parish of Edim Zemim, and he's arguing about how we look at our Shaka Vitaria. The Lecha Mishneh says, according to the Ramban and the Tur, that which Abaya argues with Rava is because he's arguing with the first step of Rava. Remember, the Lecha Mishneh broke down, or Rav Chanan, we said, broke down the words of Rava into two steps. First, Rava said, Eid Zemim Chidushu, and then Rava said, Hilkach Eim Chabai Elim Yishas Chidush Ve'elach. Zakt Lecha Mishneh, according to the Ramban and the Tur, Abai is arguing on the first step. Rava says it's a chiddush. Abai says, no, it's not a chiddush. It's a milsa b'taima. It's a mistabritika halacha. According to the Rambam who brings down the words Eid Zayim, Gzeiras HaKosofi, the Rambam holds that Abai is not arguing on the first step. He's arguing on the second step. The Ramban and the Tur learn that he's arguing on the first step. Rav Chanan makes a very nice sushtal to a ran in the Saches Chulin. Totally different topic. The Ran is talking about the halacha of kol kavua kamechza al mechza dami, and the Ran points out that it's a chiddush, and therefore he limits its applicability, and he says because ein lecha ba'el mishas chiddush ve'elach. So Dr. Mochanan, maybe let's get kasha on the Ran. How could he use this klal of ein lecha ba'el mishas chiddush ve'elach? I and our gemara is machlekes abaya and rava, and don't we pass in like abaya? Dr. Mochanan, that's only according to the Rambam. But according to the Ramban, that what Abaye was arguing about was whether Eid Zemim is a chiddush or not. Abaye holds it's not a chiddush. But then there's no makor to say that Abaye would be arguing on the concept that when something is a chiddush, Eim Chabay Ela Mishas Chiddush Ve'elach. So the Ran in Chulin, who applies this concept to Halacha, is learning like the Ramban. Masha Enkin Lefi the Rambam, that Abaye agrees that Eid Zemim is a chiddush, then it's Muchach that he's arguing on the concept that Eim Chabay Ela Mishas Chiddush Ve'elach. So this is Machlaikis Rambam and Ramban about how we view Edim Zemim and about how to learn the Shaka Vatari of our Gemara. Of our fractal Bachanan, I want to bring one more prat from a Bachanan Shtickel again in Eismem Gimel of Kavitz Shiurim. He says he has a kasha on this Svara of the Ramban. How could we say that the first cat is not Nema because they're Bali Dvarim? Now I understand the Ramban said because the Aegis is Al Gufam Shala Edim. We're saying something is al-atzmam, we're saying something about them, and therefore they're not neman. But it's not something that makes any halachas on them. Bishlama, in the other cases, in the examples that the Ramban brings, if they were saying that this first cat of Edim are machalalei Shabbos, or are reitz chemes ha-nefesh, so they're coming to be mechayev them misa. Then we're having a din Torah about whether those two Edim are chayev misa or not, are machalalei Shabbos or not. So they can't testify for themselves, they're Bali Dvarim. Or in the case of the Gemara on the top of Ayin Gimel Min Aleph, where it says that Pasta Begazel Nusa, if they come and they're made that the first Edom are Gazlanim, the first Edom say, no, we're not Gazlanim, well, again, they can't be made, they're not Nemanim Al-Atzmam. But over here, where the second cat comes, true, they say something that pertains to the something personal about the first cat. But it's not something that makes any dinim. They're not saying that the first cat did an aveira. They're not saying the first cat is chayev money to anyone. They're saying that the first cat was in such and such a place. They say that they were in Florida, really they were in Eretz Yisrael. But by saying that that these people were in Eretz Yisrael, they're not saying that they did any mitzvah or any aveira, they chayev mamon or they chayev knasa. It has no nafkamina, the fact that they were in Eretz Yisrael. The only nafkamina that it makes is that their edus, that they say that they said that they saw in Florida, can't be a true edus. But that's true every time that the second cat is not kish the first cat. If the first cat would say that Reuben owes Shimon money and the second cat comes and says Reuben doesn't owe Shimon money, then also they're saying that the edus that the first cat gave is not a kosher edus, but there's no din that we believe the second cat over the first cat. In such a case, there we call it a trey utrey. So over here also, why should it be worse? Good, the information that they're giving pertains to the the people in the first cat, but it doesn't pertain to any dinim affecting the people in the first cat. So how could you call them bali dvarim for that? That's Rav Chanan's kasha. He doesn't like the svara of the Ramban and the Tur that considers the first cat to be the bali dvarim, and therefore they're not neman. And this is a kasha that Rav Chanan has on the svara of the Ramban, the way that the Lechem Mishnah presents it. But the emes is that there's reason to believe that the Ramban might have meant something a little bit different. Because the truth is that, as I mentioned before, the Lechem Mishnah never saw this svara in its original makar. He quotes it from the Tur. The Tur quotes the words that the Ramban wrote on Pasuk Yud Ches. But if you open up a Pirush Ramban al HaTorah, you'll discover a myriadic of stira between the Ramban in Pasuk Yud Ches and the Ramban in the following Pasuk in Pasuk Yud Ches. The Ramban writes a shtickel Torah in Pasuk Yud Ches, which appears to mamish contradict what he said in the previous Pasuk and forces us, l'chaira, to reinterpret what he said in the previous Pasuk, to reinterpret the part that the Torah brings down, that the Lechem Mishnah brings down, in a way that maybe he didn't mean, like the Lechem Mishnah thought, to be arguing with the Rambam and saying that, according to Abaya, Edom Zomim is not a chiddush. Let me tell you over what the Ramban says on Pasuk Yud Ches. On Pasuk Yud Ches, it begins with Rashi. Rashi brings down the din that the Mishnah says in Makas Daf Hey, that we only kill the Edom Zomim if they conspired to get the Nidin killed, but they failed. If they came in and they were made, Lamashal, that Reuben was Michal Shabbos, there was a Gemara din that Reuben should be killed, but before Beis Din went and killed Reuben, another pair of Edom came and said, Imanu, he's more complaining. Then we punish the Edom Zayimim, Kasher Zammam Lasis La'achib. Abrazak, the Mishnah, what about if Hergu, if they had already gotten Reuben killed, they came in and they were made that Reuben was Michal Shabbos, was a Ritzayach, and Reuben was put to death. And then another pair of Edom came and said on the first Edom, Imanu Yisim Makom Pleini, Zak the Mishnah, then Hargu Ein Nehrugin, the Edom Zemimim are not killed. And as Rashi in Chumash over there explains, because Kasher Zomam Amarachmana Veloi Kasher Asab, we only punish them if they were Zemim, but not Oiseh. But over here where they were Mamish Oiseh, then they don't get punished. And of course, such a halacha is L'chayra Pela. And what they did in the second case, where they were Hargu, is l'chera far worse than what they did in the first case when they were only Zaymim. And if we punish them for a kasher zamam, alachas kama v'chama, we should punish them for a kasher asa. So how should we understand such a halacha? So the Ramban gives an explanation, and he explains it in two steps. Now the part that's negated to our whole sugya is really the first step. But I want to first say over the whole Ramban, it's a beautiful yisidistik ushtikl in the Ramban, a gavaldiga insight into the hashkafa of the Torah. I'm going to say over the whole Ramban and then come back and extract the Nekuda, which is Negev for Arsugya. Zok the Ramban, he begins and he says, because the whole halacha that we believe the second kappa Edom Zemim, the Ramban says, Begzeres Hashalitu. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, so we believe it, we accept it, but it's not because we understand it. And the Ramban writes, Dashnayim Vishnayim Heim. Mamish the words of Rava, Trey V'Trey. The Ramban brings that down over here in Pasuk Yud Ches, that the whole halacha is viewed as gzeiras hakasuv because it's really a trei utrei. So then the Ramban goes on and he says, but you know why? What's taka the reason? Why ordinarily we believe the second kat and not the first kat? Because the pasuk says in Tehillim that kim nitzav ba'das kel. The pasuk says in Shemayis bekarvel kim yishbait, that we have a yisaid in our emuna, that when a Beis Din is acting, there's a Yad Hashem present in the Beis Din. There's a gevaldig special type of siyat, the Shemaya of Hashgacha Pratis, that controls the Maisim of the Beis Din. And so, we view the events that happen as an expression of the Yad Hashem. So if two Edom came in and they said that Reuben was Chayav Misa, but before Beis Din could actually kill him, another pair of Edom came and said, Imanu Yisim Makom Pleini, then we'll see the Yad Hashem as intervening to save Reuven. That if Reuven was really guilty, then Hashem wouldn't have allowed him to get saved. Kidlei Atzik Rasha. So that's a raya that really Reuven was innocent, that the first cat was lying and the second cat was telling the truth. But if Reuven was already put to death, and then we say for Kert, if he was alive, then Alekim Le'azvenu B'yadai, to allow him to be killed at the hands of the Edom Zayimim. If he was actually killed, it's a raya that the Edom Rishonim, the first cat, was telling the truth, and not the second cat. We see the Yad Hashem, we see the Shluchim D'Rachmana in the first cat, not the second cat, because they actually had the Nidin killed. Mash Enkein, in a case where the Nidin wasn't killed, then we see the second cat as the Shluch D'Rachmana in saving the Nidin from the hands of the Edom Zayimim. That's the Ramban's explanation in the Halach of Hargwein and Rakan. But again, it all starts with those words that the whole parish of Edom Zayimim, B'gzeres HaShalet, Shnayim U'Shnayim Heim. It's mamish the words of Rava, Chidushu, Trevitreininu, the words of the Rambam, that Gzeres HaKazavhi, Shnayim Kameyu Meyek HaShnayim. The Ramban is saying the same thing as the Rambam. He's also accepting the words of Rava, that it's a Chidush. In which case, he obviously feels that Abaya also agrees that it's a Chidush, and Abaya only argues on that Nakuda. Everything that we were saying before about the Rambam, it all appears to be true in the Ramban, also from the Ramban in the second shtickle. Aye, so what did he mean in the first shtickle? When Lamaisi, he gave a svara to explain why the Edom Rishonim, the cat, why the second cat is Naman over the first cat, and he said because the first cat, they can't be made about themselves, and the Edom of the second cat is Al Gufan Shel HaEdom HaRishonim. So obviously, the Ramban over there didn't mean that this is a svara that causes this halacha to be true. There's two types of svaras that you could give. There's a svara that says that if we had to decide what to do, this is what we would have said because this is logical to us. And sometimes there's a svara that isn't strong enough that we ever would have decided a halacha based on this svara. But after the Torah writes this halacha, so rather than seeing it as just a random thing that the Torah says, there's some nesinas tam that we could give to make it something more than random. So when the Ramban said that in the first shtickle, that the reason why we believe the second cat is because they're being made al gufam shel rishonim, avada he didn't mean that me'ikra dinah could be viewed that way, that the cat rishon is bali dvarim and therefore only the second cat has namanus. Because like a b'chon and tainit, the din Torah is not about whether these people were standing in Florida or in Eretz Yisrael. So we can't really call them bali dvarim. What does the Ramban mean? The Ramban means to say that since the fact that's being argued about is a fact that pertains to the first cat, so the first cat more closely resembles Bali Dvarim than the second cat does. And so if the Torah Lamaisa tells us to believe the second cat rather than the first, this is why. It's not as if the Torah is just randomly picking the second cat over the first and could have just as well said believe the first cat over the second, and we view it like the Torah flipped a coin or said something for some obscure reason that's beyond our comprehension. No, the Torah said, Taka Gzeres HaKazav, we never would have said it on our own. The Torah said to believe the second cat, but once the Torah said it, we have some Havana in why the second cat is more right to be believed than the first cat. Not a strong enough Svara that would have led us to say that we believe the second cat. Avad on our own, we would have said Trevitreininu. It's a Suffolk. But once the Torah said it, we have enough of a Svara that we can understand it as being something more than random. If all the Ramban meant in his first shtickle is that this is enough of a svara that we could understand the Gzeres HaKazav as being something more than random, but not that it takes away from being Gzeres HaKazav, so then the Ramban is really on the same side as the Rambam. That which Rav says, Eidim Zayim Chidush Hu, that's the Muskim Abaya also doesn't argue. That which Abaya argues and says, Eidim Afreyahu Nifsal, is only because he disagrees about whether we say, Ein Lecha Mishas Chidushay Ve'elach. And all the Ramban is adding to the Rambam, to the words of Rav, is that although, yes, Edom Zayimim is a chiddush, but it's a chiddush that has a svara behind it that after the Torah was megala it, we can understand it with this svara. There's a Tosfos here, Dibur Maskel Ein Lecha Bayal Mishas Chiddush Ve'elach. There are numerous steps in the Tosfos, but if you take a look at the Ve'im Teimer that's about halfway through the Tosfos, and it's 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, Tesis over there asks Akasha, which is the Yesodistic Akasha that Tesis asks in a number of places. It appears over here, it appears in Ksubas Daf Yotes, it appears in Baba Basra Daf Amar Aleph, Frektesis Akasha, that any time that there are two sets of Edim, a Kat Risha and a Kat Sheni, the Kat Sheni should always be Neman with a Migu. They have a Migu that if they wanted, they could have been Paisel the first Kat Begazlanusa. And so whenever they come to say something, whether it's a case of Hakchasha, like the case in the Gemara in Bava Asra Daf Lamed Aleph, and the Gemara says that we consider it a Safek HaShaka, we don't know who to believe. Frektesis, why don't we believe the second Kat? Because if they would have been Paisel the Kat Rishon Begazlanusa, they'd be Neman. Or whether we're talking about an Arsugyo, where it's a case of Hazama, and the Torah says that we believe the second Kat, but the Torah says that it's a Chiddush. Frektesis, why is it a Chiddush? Why isn't it Mestaber that we believe the second Kat? Because again, if they wanted, they could have been Paisel Hu Begazlanusa. Now this is completely separate from the Svara we were talking about before, the Svara of the Ramban, that maybe the second Kat is more Neman when they say Imanu Yisem, because it's considered like an Edus on the Gufim of the first Kat. That, as we discussed, is a debatable Svar. Maybe the Ramban didn't mean it, that it should really work Me'ikir Adin. But what Taizis is saying is that even if we disregard such an idea, and we assume that the Edus of Imanu Yisem is no more credible than the Edus of the first Kat, but they should be Neman anyway, because if they wanted, they could have said something which was really al gufan shel ha'edim ha'rishen, and they could have been paisel hu begazel nusa, and now we should believe them with a migu. And then the Nesivis, in his Sefer, Amasachas Ksubis, the Sefer Beis Yaakov, and Daf Yud Testament Beis, the Nesivis is bothered. What does Tesis mean with this kasha? When Tesis says that we should believe the second kat, l'cheira, and Tesis says with a migu, if the second kat is coming to support the Maitzi, to be Maitzi Mamain, how could Tesis ask such a kasha that we should believe them with a migu? I am migu l'haitzi l'yamrinan. A migu doesn't help to be Maitzi Mamain. So Zuck the Nesivis, I think that Tesis only means that this migu should help that we should believe the second kat in a case where the second kat is coming to be machzik. When the second kat is coming to support the machzik, so then why do we say that it's a safek hashaka and we don't know who wins, who's right? We should say that the second kat is Neman with this migu to keep the money in the hands of the machzik, which of course reduces the kasha very much, because anyway we would leave the money in the hands of the machzik. But Tesis' kasha is just that instead of just being b'teres amaitzim ha'chavayel of haraya, it should be b'teres apsak that the second kat is really Neman. Al-Kabbanon, the Nesiva says that must be the only case that Tesis would ask their kasha on, because avada migu lahaitzi we wouldn't say. Rabbi Chanan, in his chidushim on Bava Basra, Bava Basra Daf Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Chanan is ma'irer that while the Nesiva's pshat may work well enough for the Tesis and Ksubis, but the Tesis over here by us in Bava Kama clearly doesn't mean like that. Because Tesis by us speaks up a feirish when they ask the kasha, that they're asking two kashas. They're asking rather on both sugyas. They're asking on the sugya in Ksubis and in Bava Basra where it talks about shteki te edem hamakhishes zoy zoy, but they're also asking about our sugya where we talk about hazama. And the kasha is, why do you consider it a chiddush that we believe the second kat over the first kat? By Hazama, it's not a chiddush. The second kat should be Neman because of their migu. Now, Bishlamo, in the other sugyas, when we're talking about Hakchasha and Tesis is a kasha that we should believe the second kat with a migu, then you can learn like the Nesivis that Tesis just means we should believe the second kat when the second kat is coming to be machzik. But in our sugya, where Tesis says that the kasha is we should believe the second kat in their Hazama, in that which they're being mazim the first kat, so there's no machzik in that, they're coming to do a kasha zomam to the first kat. That's not lahachzik, that's lahaitzi. Avada, if it's a case of mamanis, they're coming to be mechayev the first kat mamain. That's lahaitzi. If it's to be mechayev malkus or misus of lachere, then it's even more chamer. Dr. Bochanan, avada taisis wouldn't be able to ask a kasha that we should believe them with a migu to be mechayev misa. You need an amanus of edus to be mechayev misa or to be mechayev malkus. So what's the case, Frekta Bochanan, that taisis means to be asking that we should believe the second kat in a case of Hazama, that where Rav says it's a chiddush that the Torah believes the second kat, and Frank Tosfos says it's not a chiddush, it should be mistaber that we believe the second kat, because they have a migu, what should the migu help for? Tosfos does, you can't say that it means just lahachzik, because he's talking about being mechayev somebody in kashrus zomam, to be maitzi mamain is a migu lahaitzi, to be mechayev misur or malkus, a migu shouldn't help you because you need a teres edus for that. Zok to Bochanan, Tosfos' kasha is because even though our sugi is about Edim Zemimim, But our sugya is not about the din kasher zammam of Edim Zayimim. Our sugya is about that which Edim Zayimim become pasul. The machlokes Abaye and Rava is about from when do the Edim Zayimim become pasul. And Rava says that they become pasul only mikan al haba. Why? Because Edim Zayimim chidishu maichaz tzayis lahani tzayis lahani. So when Tosis asks, no, it's not a chiddush, it's mistaber that we should believe the second cat, Zokta Bochanan, what Tosis means is that it's mistaber that we should believe the second cat le'inyin pasaling the first cat. Enachinami, Tosis doesn't mean that misvara alzda migu, we should have believed the second cat to be mechayev akasher zamam on the first cat, that's taka migu lohoitzi, like the Nesivis is taina. But Tosis just means that the migu should help, that mihasvara we should believe the second cat to puzzle the first cat. Dr. Bochanan, that's the whole kasha of Tesis. But we first see from here a gavaldika chiddush. Because when you come to puzzle somebody, that means that you're coming to be moitzi him from his chazaka. Now we know migu lohoitzi le'amrinan, we don't say a migu to be moitzi mamain from a cheskas mamain. If Tesis is asking, and like we were mechir, that this is the only thing that Tesis could mean with their kasha, that the migu should help to be moitzi the edim from their cheskes kashrus. Zakir Bochanan, I see from here that a cheskes kashrus doesn't work the same and doesn't work as strongly as a cheskes mamin, which avad is a big clear in the kuntres asvekas. You said this chakira that he and many others talk about elsewhere in kamakam laharach aber Zakir Bochanan. But there's going to be a raya from this tesis. The tesis holds that even though this migu wouldn't help to be moitzi from a cheskas mamain, but Tosis feels that it should help to be mitzi from a cheskas kashrus. Now let's go on to the terutzim that Tosis gives, because there's something even more yesedistic here in the Teretz. Tosis gives two terutzim. First, Tosis says the yesud b'shem the reed that Tosis writes in all the three places that I mentioned, and not only that, but in other places, also a very well-known yesud of Tosis, that we don't say amigu by two people. Tosis adds a little bit of a svara that we're not going to go into now. Then Tosis says va'oid nira, a second teretz. And Tosis says a cheshbon, that we know that when two pairs of edim go against one another, so tshrei is kemeya, and meya is ketrei. So if the second cat would have had 100 edim, even though there are 98 more edim in the second cat than the first cat, those 98 more edim wouldn't have helped them to become stronger than the first cat. We would still say it's like a tshrei, because tshrei is kemeya. The mele zok Tosis, we can't say that now because they have a migu, we should believe the second cat. Good they have a migu, but they could have had dozens more edim. That wouldn't have made us believe them. Having a migu is not going to be better than having an additional 98 edim. Just like the additional 98 edim wouldn't have given them nemanus against the first cat over the first cat, so too having a migu doesn't give them nemanus over the first cat. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Tshuva, Simon Kuf Lamed Vav, is bothered by our Tosfos. What he's bothered by is that the svara of Tosfos' second teretz is so stark, it's so compelling. Why was Tosfos mesupik about it? He says it's mavur in Tosfos. Say over here, also in Bava Basra, that Tosfos is mesupik about this svara. That's why Tosfos has a tzad that be'etzem the migu would help if not for the fact that we don't say migu by two people. L'chayra, how could you say not like this svara? It's poshut that if Trey kameya and an extra 98 edim wouldn't have helped the second cat, so surely a migu can't be better than that. Dr. Bikveger, no, the emes is that it's totally on a chakira in a different sugya that we have to work through. There's a shayla in the Gemara in Yevamos and Aflam and Aleph. The Gemara puts the shayla in these terms, Trey u Trey sveka de iraisa or sveka de rabbanon. The way I'm going to give over the shayla without going into how these words come to that is, when we have a Trey u Trey, is there still a din of chazaka? There's one side in the Gemara that if there's a Trey u Trey l'mashal, there's two Edim that say that he was Mekadosh and Isha and it was Karev Lo, so the Kedushin were Chal. And another two Edim say, no, he was Zerik Lo, the Kedushin, but it was Karev Loi, so the Kedushin weren't Chal. So it's a Trey u Trey about whether the Isha becomes Mekadoshes or not. So that's a Safek, and it's a Sveka Deiraisa, and even though she has a Cheskes Pnuyah, but the Cheskes Pnuyah is irrelevant, it's a Trey u Trey, we consider it a Safek. We don't shtel her on the Chazaka. Dr. Bikivaker, the Pshat in that Manda Omar, is the svar that we were just learning in Tosfos. That even though the tzad for her to be a pnuya is supported by her chazaka de meikara is that she's a pnuya, but how could we paskin based on a chazak over here. If we would have had another 98 Edom saying that she's a Pnuya, we wouldn't paskin that she's a Pnuya. How could the chazakah, the cheskas Pnuya, be better than an extra 98 Edom? So that's why there's a tzad in the Gemara that we don't follow a chazak of a makom treyu trek. A brezukta v'kivager, but the important part of the Gemara to know is that we don't paskin like that. The other tzad in the Gemara, the treyu trek sveke derabanan, means that akopanam me'ikir adin min ha'teira, we would shtel on a chazaka. And now we have to understand, why is that step in the Gemara, similar to the question we were wondering about in Tosis, why is that step in the Gemara not following this svara? That step in the Gemara is saying that if she has a cheskas pnuya, we consider her a pnuya. Either two edim saying she's an eishes ish, and 100 edim saying that she's a pnuya wouldn't have made her into a pnuya because they can't override the two edim saying that she's an eishes ish. She would have been chush a suffek eishes ish. How could the chazaka do better than those extra 98 edim? So Rebbe Baker says there's two ways that you can answer that question. Either because the Gemara decided that the rule of Trei Kameya is a rule that edim cancel each other out. All the Edom that say this with Karev Law and all the Edom that say Karev Law, I don't care how many there are because it's Gezeras HaKasav, the Edom equals Edom, it doesn't matter what the number is, once there's a minimum of two, so the Edom cancel each other out. Once the Edom cancel each other out, so then we look to other Birurim. And if we have a Chazaka, we can pass based on the Chazaka. If that's the way you learn the Sugya of Treyu Trei Sveke Derabanan and Yavamas Taflamen Aleph, then we would say the same about Amigu. That all of the Edom cancel each other out, and we look to other Birurim, and if we have a Migu, we should pass him based on the Migu. Lefi this Svara, the Teretz that we were calling before, the very compelling Teretz of Tosfos, is not correct at all. Tosfos said that we can't follow the Migu because it can't be better than more Edim. No, more Edim would be cancelled out by the other Edim. That's the Gzeiros HaKasav of Edos. That if you have a Trei or Trei, so all the Edim cancel each other out. And then what do? We look to other Birurim. So then Taka, we should look to a Migu. That's why it wasn't so posh at the Tosfos to say that we can't follow Amigu over here. I said, what's the other side? Why does the Tosfos then say, no, we can't follow Amigu because it shouldn't be better than another 98 him? We paskin by Chazaka, that we do follow a Chazaka, even though 98 more Edim wouldn't have helped, but nevertheless a Chazaka does help because we say the Edim cancel each other out and then we look to other Hilchas Birurim. So if that works for Chazaka, why shouldn't it work for Migu? So here Rebbe Kivager says a very important lamdas. Zok Rebbe Kivager. And this, he says, is the svar of the second Teretz of Tosfos. Chazaka doesn't work with Teretz Birur. Chazaka works with Teretz Nihug. Meaning, there are some things that the Teretz says you could rely on this as evidence to be patient your suffix. You have a suffix, you want to know what happened. There was Kedushin. Was it Karev Law or was it Karev Law? There's a shayla about whether somebody owes someone money. And we're looking for evidence. Did he borrow the money? Did he not borrow the money? In Hilchas evidence, there's a halacha about pichnaim edim yakum davar, and there's nothing that could ever be stronger than two edim. And so even if you have 100 edim on the other side, they can't outweigh these two edim. If you have a migu on the other side, that also can't outweigh these two edim, because a migu is also a birur. It works as evidence. What's the svara behind a migu? Mala l'shaker. He could have made this other taina. So they could have been possible because of nusa. Why would they say this? That's supposed to be evidence. It's supposed to be a svara that convinces us that they're telling the truth. Evidence doesn't help once it's going against two edim. Aber chazaka zakter b'kiveger, that doesn't work b'teres birur. It's not meant to be evidence. If we have a suffix, whether the isha is a pnuya or an eishes ish, and there's a treyu trey, the svar that she has a cheskas pnuya doesn't say, oh, since she was a pnuya yesterday, so probably she's still a pnuya today. It's not probably. We know that in probability, it's a 50-50 chance. She might just as easily have become an eishes ish as have remained a pnuya. But there's a din in the Torah that when you have a suffix, a shakal, so what do you do with it? How do you act with the suffix? The din is that you give her the same din that she had before the suffix was noilad. So the halacha of chazaka, of a chazaka to make kara, of shtelling on a cheskas pnuya, is not because that's our way of figuring out what happened. That's our din of what we do when we don't know what happened. Ibazoi, that's not related to the gzeiras kasav of Trei Kameya. Trei Kameya says that there's no birur in the world that could be stronger than two edim. But chazaka is not a birur. Chazaka is just a nihug. That's why the Gemara in Yavama says, Trei v'trei sveke d'rabanan, which means that even if there's a Trei v'trei, we still follow a chazaka. A chazaka we could follow, because that's not meant to be poshet our suffix. That's just meant to tell us what to do when we have a suffix. But when it comes to migu, which is a birur, it's a svar of manal l'shaker, it's meant to be poshet our suffix. So there we say that no, just like another 100 edim wouldn't have helped the second cat more than the first cat, so too the migu doesn't help the second cat more than the first cat.
We're taking a look now at the Gemara
at the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, where the Gemara says, going in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa, that if you hold Eid Zevim L'mafreya Hu Nifsal, then if Eidim were made on Geneva and on Tvicha Tech Dibur, and they become Huzam on the Tvicha, the Eidim come and say, Imanu Hayisem, at the time that you say that you saw a Tvicha, then Zakti Gemara, they're Huzam also on the Geneva. Zakti Rashi, Avad, it doesn't mean that they're Mamash Huzam on the Geneva and that they would be punished with the Kashra Zamam. There's no evidence that they were lying when they were made on the Geneva. Zakti Rashi, that the Lashon Huzam, Hai Itzimu, Lav Dafka, Lav Hazama Dafka, that they would be punished, Lashalim Mamain, Ela Ifsululuhu Ageneva. It's the bottom Rashi on the page that I'm reading. Ifsululuhu Ageneva Mishum Psul Edus. Zakti Rashi, that what the Gemara means is that the psul is chal on them from the time that they said that edus. The edus which we now hear from the Kat Shnia was an edus sheker. So from the time that they said that edus, they were already considered edim psulim. And therefore, the other half of their Haggadah also, even though the other half of the Haggadah was never revealed to be a sheker, but nevertheless, it's still dismissed. We're not Machayev the Gan of Kefal on the basis of their edus, because the Edim are already puzzle at the time of that Haggadah Edus. Now there's a Kler, a Yesidistic Kler, which is Negei in many places, and the Ksais has a long discussion about it in Simon Nun Beis. Whenever somebody becomes puzzle as the result of an Avera, is the Psul Chal only starting from a moment after that Avera? Or is that Maisa Avera already considered to carry the Psul, that the Psul of the person? So the Marshal Taisus and Chulan Daf Yudalhed Esekasha. We find over there that the shechita, if somebody shechts a behemah on Shabbos, the shechita is kosher. For Taisus, how could the shechita be kosher? What kind of a yid is shechting a behemah on Shabbos, a machal Shabbos? He's a mumar. A shechita of a mumar should be pasul. So the Ran gives a teretz that true, he's becoming a mumar. But becoming, that means as soon as he finishes, the shechita will then say, oh, he's a mumar from now on. If he did the shechita at 2 o'clock, so he becomes a mumar starting from 2:01. But he wasn't a mumar yet when he did this aveira. So therefore, Zakhtaran, that's why the shechita is kasha. The Ksais over there uses this yisayt of the Ran to answer a kasha that Taisus asks in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Beis, which is also a Taisus earlier here in Bava Kama on Daf Lamed, on that which it says in a brisa that a shtar sheyesh be ribis, we're given by Yisakaren, the ain't given by Yisaribis. Frek Taisus, how could we be given by Yisakaren? The Edom that signed on the shtar over on the Simon of Neshach. So they're becoming Pasal Eidos. So the shtar has Eidim Psulim. How could we be given anything with this shtar? Taisus asks the Kasha, because Taisus the Shitasam, like they said in Chulin, Taisus think that the Psul will be Chalim Afreya to include even the time, the Shas Maisa that they're doing, the Maisa Avera that passels them, they're already Psulim. But Zakhtik says, Lafidi Yisayt of the Ran, in Chulin, the Kasha is not Shver. True, the Eidim are being over on Alav and they're becoming Psulim. They're Pasal from that time and on, but at the time that they were giving that Eidus, they weren't Pasal yet. So the Ksais takes this Yisayt of the Ran, uses it lahalacha, uses it to answer kashas, but like we said before, L'chayra, our Gemara is not like that. Our Gemara seems to say that if Edim said a sheker, they said a tficha and really they were made on tficha and really they were zemimim on that tficha, so we now consider them Edim Sulim, according to Abayah al-Mafreya Hunifsa, we now consider them Edim Sulim. They're not just Edim Sulim from after the time of that Edus. They said that Edus that Sunday at 2 o'clock, we don't consider them psulim starting from 2:01. We consider them psulim starting from 2 o'clock. And so the other half of the edus that they said together with the edus sheker, that is the edus on the Geneva, the Gemara says that edus is also not acted upon. And like Rashi says, because the psul edus is chalan them already from 2 o'clock, not from 2:01. That's what the chari you see from our sugya. And it's the chari not likely to say that the ksais bozeis from the Ran. The ksais addresses this, but he addresses it in the context of a discussion that he brings from a Tshuvas HaMarit. And I want to give you a little bit more of that context, and we'll come back to the Ksais. There was a very Geshmaka Shaila that all of the Gedele Svard in the 16th century in Turkey were talking about. There was a... In that part of the world, they had made a Chayrim, they had made a rule that no one's allowed to make a Kedushin without the Rav being present. The Rav, the Marad Asra, has to be the Masad de Kedushin, and if people make a Kedushin on their own without the Rav being present, so there was a Chayrim against that. Somebody went ahead, violated the Chayrim, was Mekadesh Anisha. There were Edim present, but there was no Rav present. The Marashdam writes a tshuva. The Marashdam says that the Kedushin are Betalim Umavutalim, because the Edim that were made on that Edus are participating in a Chasana that violates the Chayim of the Rabbanon. So they themselves are Rishayim, Rishayim Apostle Ahayit. And so the Marashdam said, we're not Chayshish for the Kedushin. The Maharshach, not to be confused with the Shach from Poland, but the Maharshach from Turkey, who's referred to in the Ksais also by the name of his sefer, the Skan HaKayhanim, his name is Rav Shlomo HaKayin, the Maharshach says that no, you can't be mevatel the Kedushin on the basis of the Edim being pasul, because when do the Edim become pasul? The Edim only become pasul if they're becoming pasul as a result of what they did wrong in this Maisa, so after the Maisa is over, that's when they become pasul. But B'shas, during this Maisa, they weren't pasul yet. So how could you say that the Kedushin aren't chal because the Edim were pasul? So the Marshach said, therefore, yes, to be chayshish for the Kedushin. And the Maharit said that no, the Marashdam was right. Avada the psul is chal for that shas maisa also. And zok the Maharit, what's the raya? The raya is from Bava Kama Daf Ayin Gimel. He brings our sugya, where the Gemara says three lines from the bottom, that if you hold a zemel mafreya hu nifsal, that the psul on the edim goes back, not just from the time of the hazama, but from the time of the edus. So it doesn't go back to 201, to the minute after they said the Edus, but it goes back to the minute of the Haggadah's Edus itself. And therefore, even the half of the Haggadah that wasn't Huzam is also thrown out because there's a Chalais Psul on them already. So you see that Edim that are becoming Pasul because of an Aveira are Pasul B'shas, that Haggadah's Edus, which was the Aveira. And so in the case of the Edim that are going against the Chayrim, and with that they're becoming Pasul, they're Pasul already for that Haggadah's Edus. And so the Maharit sides with the Marashdam, and he said that those Kedushin should not be Chal. Now the Ksois, like we said, the Ksois, based on Aran and Chulin, is of the opinion that the Psul that's Chal on Edim for being made, the Psul that's Chal on someone for doing an Aveira should only be chal after he finishes the Aveira. So I look here like the Maharit Tainin, it's shver from our sugya. Zok the Ksais HaYisayid. There's two dinim of Edim Psulim. There are two types of Edim Psulim. There's a Rasha de Chamas and a Rasha de Lav de Chamas. In fact, there's an opinion in the Gemara, Sanhedrin and Daf Chav Zayin, that the only Rasha that's possible to Edis is the Rasha de Chamas. Rasha de Chamas means that he steals money, he does Aveiras for his own self-interest, and therefore he's chashud that he would lie for a profit. According to Rava, that's the only kind of a Rasha that's possible to Edus. We paskin, though, like Abaya, that a Rasha de lav de chamas is also possible for Edus. A Rezak the Ksais, but there's two different, they're possible for two different reasons. A Rasha de lav de chamas, the mashal, a Rasha that's machal Shabbos, Shech Sebehema on Shabbos, he becomes possible because, like, there's a kasuv. The Torah says, that's not the kind of person that's supposed to be an aid. That's similar to the din that a kariv is not allowed to be an aid. We know that a kariv is not possible because of a chashash mashaker. Aaron and Moshe are also possible to be made together, even though avada, we can't be choshed that they would be mashaker. An isha is possible to aidus, even though, again, it's not because of a chashash mashaker, but there's a gzeres akasov. That's not how we define a kosher aid. The rasha de lav de chamas also, it's a gzeres akasov that he's possible, but not because of a chashash mashaker. Then there's an aid that's a Rasha de Chamas, that he can't be made because we see that he violates the Torah to make a profit for himself, so he could very well be taking a bribe to give an Eidos. A Rasha de Lav de Chamas is possible because of a Chashash Meshaker. Zok the Ksois, the Rasha de Chamas, that's the Yisoy that he was buying ice from the Ran, that he said, Legabe, one who shechs on Shabbos, or Legabe, Edim that are over on like the Simon of Neshech, but they're just being Edim for between the Loiv and the Malva, there's nothing in it for them. That's a Rasha de Lav de Chamas. Over there, we say that the Psul is only Chal Mikan Ola Haba. So too, the Edim in the Maisa with the Maharshdam and the Marshach, where the Marshach said that they'll only become Pasul after the Maisa, Zak the Ksais, he's right. They only become Pasul after the Maisa because their Aveira is that they were being over on a Cherem by participating in a Chasana without the Rav being there to be Masad the Kedushin. But that's not a chashash mashaka because that's not a Rasha de Chamas. So there again, the psul is only chal after they finish their Aveira. The Maharit Estekasha brought right from our sugya. our sugya, we're talking about Edom that said an Edus, and we found that they were lying. They said that we saw the guy be Goynev and we saw the guy be Teveach. And on the Edus of the Tficha, another cat came and said, Imanu Yisem. So they're guilty of the Avera of giving an Edus Sheker. Edom that are guilty of giving an Edus Sheker, Avada on them, there's a Chashash Meshaker. The reason why now they can't give another Edus is not Stamag Zeres Kasev. It's because they gave false Edus. So they might give another false Edus. So their psal, that's like a Rasha Dechamas. It's not exactly the same case as a Rasha Dechamas. But since their psul is because they gave an Edus Sheker, so Avada they have a Chashash Meshaker. Zok Tiksois, since their din is like that of a Rasha Dechamas, so their psul is Chal Ulimafreya, meaning not just like the Mafreya of our sugi, but Lemafreya to include even the Shas, the Maisa Aveira itself. During the Maisa Aveira in which they were stealing money or in which they were lying, Avada their Chayshish, that they would steal money, that they would lie, for another reason also, for a second time also. If we see that they were being made Sheker during this Edus, Avada we have to be Chayshish, that they'd be Meshaker again during this Edus. So that Psul Edus is Chal on them, if they were Zeymim on the Tficha, so their Psul on the Gneva also, because since they were being Meshaker in the Edus of the Tficha, so there's a Chashash Meshaker in the Edus of the Gneva also. But in cases where we pasal Edom as Rasha the Lav Dechamas, and it's not a Chashash Meshaker, it's like a Mumer whose Shchita is pasal, that psul is only Chal after the Maisa Aveira. And therefore, in the case of the Maharshach, he says in the Maharshtam, the Maharshach is correct that the psul on those Edom can only be Chal after the Aveira, and it's not a basis to be Mevatel of the Kedushin. So the Ksais and the Marit are both seeing in our Sugya that these Edim are becoming pasul lemafreya from the time that they gave the Agadas Edus, meaning, and even including that time, the Shas Hamaisa Aveira, when they were giving the Edus Sheker, they're pasul from that time already. The Marit and the Ksais are agreeing about that. The Marit used that as a raya, that every time somebody becomes pasul, the psul is chal during the Maisa Aveira itself. And the Ksai says, no, usually it's Chal only after the Maisa Aveira, but in our case it's special because the Psul is Mishum Chashash Meshaker. But as far as the Pshat in our Sugya, the Ksai and the Marit are both assuming, like I started off this shtickle, that you see three lines from the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara says, klar, that if the Edim were lying about the Tficha, the Psul that's Chal as a result of that lie is Chal not just after that Edus, but it's Chal on the Shas of that Haggadah's Edus itself, and therefore their Pasul Lagabi the Edus Kneva as well. Comes along the Nesivis. The Nesivis says that both the Marit and the Ksais, they didn't learn Raipshan and Argamar, even though the way they learned L'chair is Mavur and Rashi, but the Marshal already asks on Rashi that which Rashi said, in Mamash, the last words on the page in Rashi, the words Psul Edus, Rashi learns that which we don't accept their Edus on the Geneva is because we consider them to be Edim Psulim at the time of the Edus of the Geneva. Frek the Marsha, how could you say such a pshat? We learned earlier on the page, now it's a little bit of a complicated shakvatari, but in the middle of the Amud, right before the words Leme Ketanoi, the Gemara said, V'hilchasa Sheheidu Bevas Achas V'huzmu. And it's Mavur from that Gemara that if they were made Bevas Achas, meaning, if they were made on the Geneva and on the Tficha, teich de dibur of one another, then if they become huzam on the Geneva, we don't say that they were already pasul when they came to be made on the Tficha, because the psul is only chal after they finished their edus, and the edus on the Tficha came teich de dibur of the edus on the Geneva, they weren't yet finished. So even though they were huzam on the Geneva, and we know they were lying, and they're becoming pasul, according to Abaye, the Edizim Afreyu Nifsal, they're becoming pasul from that day, yes, from that day, but not from that minute, from the next minute. That's what you see in that Gemara. The Gemara, earlier on the same Om, that Gemara, that the Edus on the Tficha was still considered a kosher Edus, even though it was connected with the Edus on the Geneva, because the psul only comes after they finish their edus. How can we say at the bottom of the Amud, it's mamash astir min ayubay? The Gemara over there saying that if they're huzam on the Geneva, so that doesn't, that's not mevatel their edus on the tficha, because the edus on the tficha, since it was teichel edibur, so they got their edus in before they became pasal. And then at the bottom of the Amud, we say that if they're huzam on half of their edus, so the other half of the edus also gets batal, becomes batal, because they were edim psulim, meaning the psul was already chal then. They didn't get on anything before they became pasal. They were pasal already during that Haggadah edus. The Marsha is this kasha, and therefore the Marsha says that what's going on at the bottom of the Amud is not that we're getting rid of their edus on the Geneva because of the chalais psul. The chalais on the edim, that their edim psulim, only comes after they finish their edus. The reason why we get rid of the edus on the Geneva is because of edus shebatla maksasa batla kula. Because since they came in and teichel edibur, they said two things, and one of those two things is proven to be a lie, so the edus is partially batla. We have a klal, edus shebatla maksasa batla kula, so the other half of the edus also becomes batla. But it's not because of a psul that's chal on the gavra. It's not because the edim were pasul. If this edus took place at 2 o'clock, their psul is only chal at 2:01. And so they were really edim ksheirim that were being made at 2 o'clock. Abazak the Marsha, even though they're edim ksheirim, but since the edus that they said was partially found to be false, so that part of the edus was batla, so the other part of the edus also is not going to be acted upon by basin, because edus shabatla maksasa batla kula. Adkan the Marsha. Now the Nesivus doesn't quote the Rashi or the Marsha, he doesn't say that what he's saying is not like Rashi, but he says that from the Stira in the Gemara, it's Mavur, that the Gemara in the bottom of the Amud, when it says that we reject the Aedis on the Geneva, that we're Mavatal the Aedis on the Geneva, it doesn't mean because of a psul that's chal on the Gavra. It's, we're only being Mavatal the Aedis on the Geneva because of Aedis Shabbat Maksas Abat Lakula. But the psul that's chal on the Gavra, farkert, you see from earlier in the Gemara, that that's only chal afterwards. And therefore he says that it seems to me, not like the Kseis and not like the Marit. We have a steer between the Kseis, we have a machleg between the Kseis and the Marit about how much you see from our Gemara. Do you see that psulim are always chal from the Shas of the Maisa Aveira? Or is it a special case in our Sugya that the psul is chal from the Shas of the Maisa Aveira? Zok the Nesivus, pung farkert, from our Sugya, you have an example of where the psul is not chal b'shas the Maisa Aveira. The psul is only chal after the Maisa Aveira, like you saw in the middle of the Amud. And the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud is being mevatel the Aedis on the Geneva for a different reason, because of Aedis Shabbat Maksas Abat Lakula. As Zok tainet the Nesivus to argue on the Kseis HaChayshin. But the Kseis HaChayshin got to say something back. The Kseis HaChayshin in the Meshevi Nesivus, he responds to this tain of the Nesivus, and he says, besides for saying that Zavur and Rashi like his pshat and not like the the Nesivus's pshat, Zavur and Rashi that the psul at the bottom of the Amud, that which we were mevatel the edus on the Geneva, is taka because of a psul edus and not just because edus shabat l'moksas abat l'kula. But he also asks the gavaldik kasha on the Nesivus, and we'll end the shtickle with this, even though of course there's so much more, so many angles to take to explore further over here, but we'll be messiahing with this kasha that he asks on the Nesivus' pshat. He says, if the tam at the bottom of the Amud, that we say that once they're huzam on the tficha, we're not going to accept their edus on the Geneva either, is like the Nesivus says and like the Marsha says, because of edus shabat l'maksas abat l'kula, then why is the Gemara Taylor that on the Machalikas Abaya and Rava and says it's only true because Rabbi Yasi holds the Eid Zemel Mafreya who Nifsal? The Machalikas Abaya and Rava is about the Psul Eidim, about the shame Eidim Psulim that's Chal on the Eidim. And Abaya says it goes to Mafreya. And the Gemara says, oh, then it's going to be Chal, even including the Shasta, the Maisa Aveira too. But if the Pshat is like the Nesivus is saying, that we're not being mevatel the edus on the Geneva because of a psul that's chal on the edim, but it's just because of edus shabat l'maksas abat l'kula, and that could be true according to Rava also. The psul is not chal on the edim until a week later, till the time of the hazama, and the edus zemim is mekan l'haba hu nifsal not l'mafreya, but we'll still be mevatel the edus on the Geneva because edus shabat l'maksas abat l'kula. From the fact, Zaktik says, that the Gemara says this only Abaya and not only with the Rava, it's muchach like Rashi learned. Avada, you still need to address the steer from earlier in this on the Amud. Other Achrayim will continue the discussion. But the Ksei says that Al-Kapanim, from this diyuk it's muchach, that the Pshat in the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud is not Alt Eidus Shabbat L'Maksas Abat L'Kula, but rather it's because of the Psul that's Chal L'Mafreya. And therefore, it's Mavur like he and the Ma'arit, we're both learning that in our sugya al kolpanim, when a psul is chal from the time of a ma'is aveira, it's chal not just from the moment after the ma'is aveira, but it includes the moment of the ma'is aveira itself. But like we said before, the Kseis argues with the Ma'arit about whether that's always true, that's what the Ma'arit wanted to buy from our sugya, or whether it's dafka true in our sugya because over here the psul is like the psul of a Rasha Dechomas, a Chashash Meshaker, and it'll be different elsewhere where the psul is not Mishum Chashash Meshaker. The Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, after the two dots, begins the sugya of Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama. And there the Gemara brings down a Braisa. Meidonu Be'ish Plenish Esimeis Ein Avde Ve'Hippalas Shinoi. The Braisa talks about Edim that are made on an Adoin who was Chivil in his Eved two Chavalais. Vehuzmu, and then those Edim become Zemimim. It's Mavur in the Gemara that they'll have to pay to the Adoin two payments. The Demeha Eved, for the first Chavala that they were made about. And then the Demei, whatever Aver it is, the Demei Ha'ayin or the Demei Ha'shein, for whichever was the second Chavalah that they were made about. The Rambam, in Perek Chafalat HaChaseidus, Halacha Dalid, brings down this Halacha exactly. He'idu al plenish hippel shein avde va'acharkach simei es enoi, v'huzmu, mishalman la'adun Demei Ha'eved u Demei enoi. There's a Hasagas HaRaivit over here. Even though there's nothing you could say against this Rambam. The Rambam is copying down exactly what it says in the Gemara, and there's no debate about it, there's no Shak Levitari about it, it's Mavur in the Gemara. That the Edim Zemim have to pay not only for the Demei Ha'eved, for the first Chavala that they were made about, but also the Demei Ha'ayin, or the Demei Ha'shein, for whichever one came second. Abrazak the Ravid, that from this Halacha, which the Rambam is correct in copying over from our Sugya, there's a Raya against a different Rambam. Because there's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Beis, where the Gemara talks about an Eved whose Mechusar gets Shechur, which means an Eved who has a Siba why he's entitled to go free, but he has not yet gotten his Shtar Shechur, so he hasn't yet gone free. For example, an Eved that the Adam was Chayvul by, Shein or Ayin, and now he's entitled to go free. At that point, is he already considered a Ben Chayrin? Le'inyin, that if he would get another Chavala, he would get paid for that Chavala. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Beis clears a Shail about it. The Rambam paskins in Hilchas Chayv Lamazek, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph, that it's a Boya Deloy of Shita, that since the Shaila is unresolved, so and it's in Mamanis, where we say Hamaitzim Mecharela Paraya, so the Halacha is that if there is a Chavala in an Eved after he had his first Chavala, which entitles him to go free, but he has not yet gotten his Get Shechur, then there's a second Chavala. On that second Chavala, we wouldn't be able to be Mechayev anybody to pay him, because misafik lemafkin and ramayna. But on the other hand, itafas lemafkin mine. But if the eved is taifes the money, then we wouldn't take it away from him, because after all, it's a bayit layev shita. It's a safik. That's the way the Rambam paskins by sveikis and hilchas mamayin that itafas lemafkin mine. Zok the Ravid. But that means that lechatchila we wouldn't be mechayev the adin to pay him. So why does it say in our Gemara that the edim zemimim have to pay for the second chavala also? If, let's say, these Edim hadn't become Zayimim, we would have told the Adin, okay, your Eved goes free because you were Mapel Ashinai, but we wouldn't have told the Adin that he has to pay for the Ayin. We would have said that it's a Safek, he wouldn't have had to pay. So then when the Edim become Zayimim, why do they have to pay him for the Ayin? Zuck the Ravid, that from the fact that our Gemara says that they have to pay the Adin for the Ayin, it's a Raya that had the Edim not become Zayimim, the Adin would have had to pay for the Ayin Etzaraya against the Rambam and Hilchas Chayv L'Mazik. That's the Ravis HaSaga over here. The Kesef Mishnah answers for the Rambam that, no, I see from the Rambam over here, and in effect he's saying that we see from our Sugya over here, a Gevaldig Chiddush, that if Edim are made against somebody, a Chiyav Mamayin, even if it's a Chiyav that Basin wouldn't enforce, and the only effect that that Chiyav Mamayin would have had is that they're made against somebody, in other words, a Safik Chiyav Mamayin. But a Safik Chiyav Mamayin has some nafkamina that I'll call upon him, itofas leim afkinamineh, Zakta Kesef Mishnah, that's enough to be mechayev them, if they're Edim Zemimim, that there would be a kasha zom, amalasis la'achav on that, and they would have to pay for it. Like the case of Mishnah, that's what's mavur in our sugya, and that's teretz for the Rambam against the Ravid's Hasaga. The Enechanami, you don't see from our sugya that the Adin would have had to pay the Demei Ayin, but the Edim Zemim have to pay the Adin Demei Ayin, because since by the Adin they would have al kol panim been a din of itavas lemafkinim minei, That's enough that there should be a chiv of kasher zamim on that. The Kseis HaChoshen writes about this in a number of places. He talks about it in the Shef Shmaitza and Shmaitza Gimel, in Shmaitza Zion rather, Perek Gimel, and again in the Avnei Miluim in Simon Tzadi Vav, Sifkat and Ches. And the Shef Shmaitza, the Kseis Taina is that it's impossible to say that this is the usual halacha, that a din of Yitavas Leim Afkinamine should count the same as a Chi of Mamai. He's talking over there, like Gabi, whether something could be considered a Kfiras Shibud Metaltalin versus a Kfiras Shibud Karka. This Chiddush, which L'Chayr make an Afkamino, Lagabi, that Shaila. And the Shmaita says, no, he brings Rayas that if it's just a Schus Tfisa, that's not tantamount to a real Chi of Mamai. But in the Shmaitza, after he goes through various Mara Mekoymas that indicate one way or the other, and his maskana is no, as Chus Tfisa is not the same as a real Chi of Mamayin, he ends up blaving Shver from the Kesef Mishnah, from the Ramam here in our Sugya. Because over here, it's Mavur, that Edim Zemimim could be Chayev for inflicting upon the Adain a din that the Eved could be Taifis from him. That if the Eved would be Taifis, it would be Lamef Kinemine. If the Edim Zemim could be Chayiv for that, L'chiri Eved Raya from here, that his Chus Tfisa is the same as a real Chiv Mamin. That over here we're treating the Edim Zemim as if they were actually Mechayiv the Adin Mamin for that. And the Shef Shmaitza blives share with that. In the Avnei Miluim, in Simin Sadivov, Sifkat and Ches, the Kseis continues this discussion. He says, he refers to the way that he blived Shver in this Kesef Mishnah in the Shev Shmaitza, and then he writes, but now I think I have a Teretz. And the Teretz is based on a Yesoid, really the Teretz is the Yesoid of the Migdal Oiz. The Migdal Oiz writes over here on this Ramam, Perakop Halafat HaChasedus, a Yesoid to always keep in mind when we're learning Sugis of Edom Zayimim. Zog the Migdal Oiz, Taimur the Talmudah, referring to the Din of Ar Gemara, Mishum de Tola Rachmona Dinon B'machshavton, Kedichsiv kasher zomam. Vahari zomamu alav ra'a. Zot migdal oiz. Edim zomim is different than all other chiyuvim mamin in the Torah. Every other chiyuv mamin in the Torah, a person is chayev for what he did. Edim zomim are chayev for what they intended to do. If edim zomim are made about an adoy that he was mapel ein avdoy after he was mapel ashinoy, so after the Eved already becomes a Mechusik Et Shichur Dika Ben Chayrin, they're made that he was Mesamei Es Einoi, they intended to be Mechayi from the Demei Ha'ayin. And since by Edim Zemim the Chiv is because of Machshavton, so over here that's enough to be Mechayi them. Avad not enough all by itself. If they would give an Eidus with a Machshavah to do bad, but the Eidus wouldn't have any actual effect, so then that wouldn't be mechayev them. But since the ages helps, I'll call panim le'inyan tfisa, so even if in kol tera kula, as chus tfisa is not the same as a chiyav mamayin. But by edim zeimim, because tola rachmana dinon b'machshavton, and they were zamamu to be mechayev from the demei ha'ayin, and I'll call panim if the eved will be toifes the demei ha'ayin, it will be lam afkinamine, that's why over here, this chus tfisa is enough to be mechayev edim zeimim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.